Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life. Life Conversations, committed to assisting you move from where you are to where you want to be. Have courage, make that move. Life Conversations, the radio show, is dedicated to empowering its listeners spiritually, emotionally, socially, and financially. The radio show provides the platform for the stimulation of thoughts, conversations, and ways of being that allow listeners to explore and examine what it is they believe and decide whether what they believe is keeping them stuck and disempowered or empowering them to live their best life.
Take a little shortbread, budgie nut bars. How many cheeks? Take a little shortbread, budgie nut bars. How many cheeks in the cookie jar? One.
Dad, you're supposed to jump over the rope.
One more time.
The smallest moments can have the biggest impact on a child's life. Take time to be a dad today. Learn more at 1-877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Imagine a world where bullying isn't considered a normal part of childhood.
A world where I'm not afraid to go to school.
To speak out.
To be myself.
A world where I'm not afraid to be caught alone.
Come on, Punk. We have the power to stop the bullying.
Speak out.
Speak up.
Educate.
Find out what to look for and how you can make a difference at bullying.org.
Bullying is not kids being kids.
It's not about good homes or bad homes.
It's not a normal part of growing up.
I shouldn't be afraid to get out of school.
To turn on my computer.
A walk to my locker.
Did you know that a bully will stop his or her behavior in 10 seconds when their peers speak up?
Use your voice.
Hey, leave him alone.
We have the power to stop bullying.
Find out more at bullying.org.
Bullying.org.
Where you're not alone.
Where you're not alone.
Where you're not alone.
Life Conversations works with people to increase their organizational and individual potential by assisting them in identifying habits, attitudes, beliefs, and expectations that hinder their performance professionally and socially. Life Conversations is committed to assisting you move from where you are to where you want to be.
Hello, this is motivational speaker Les Brown, and you're listening to Life Conversations. It's going to change your life.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting on the planet. Enjoy the show.
Are you ready? Peace.
all the gifts. Ready to receive.
Okay.
Well, to receive the gift, it's already yours. You just have to make space for it in consciousness. You just have to make space for it energetically so you become that you desire. So when you become that you desire, you can't help but receive. Are you ready to receive? The goddess is showering down gifts and blessings onto you. And you are in the right place. And Karen Drucker is welcoming you in and saying, are you ready to receive? Let's do it. Good afternoon, good evening, good night, good morning, good day to you, wherever you may be at this very moment in time. Thank you for tuning into Life Conversations Radio, where change begins and you make a difference. You make a difference. You make a difference simply because you are. You make a difference simply because you exist. You make a difference simply because you're breathing. And boy, when you get in that space and you allow yourself to breathe differently and experience all the gift, maybe even take it up a notch and do the photon light breath meditation, ooh, you will really know you're making a difference. You realize there's so much more to you. She didn't read the description. She's like, what did he just say? Don't worry, be patient. We've got a gift for you. Are you ready to receive? You are listening to Ask Life Coach Ade on lifeconversationsradio.com. We are here Monday to Thursday, 12 to 1:30 p.m. most of the time. And you'll find out more about that. Betty will give you how to find out what is he talking about. But anyway, today's topic, we are going deep. We're going deep into your genes. We've always told you that you have designer genes, your DNA. We're going to upgrade it, up-level it. What do we need to maybe defrag some DNAs? I don't know why I feel like this. I can't just be happy. My family get on my nerves, but we're going to upgrade your DNA today. And it's free. It's a free download. You can find it in iTunes, Your Tunes, I Am, wherever. It's just right where you are. It's easier when you go to I Am, because iTunes might charge you for money, or iPhone or Android. But anyway, we're talking about the transformative power of sound. Sound and light. Kirkland and Laura are here, ready to really break it down. Break down all those heavy energies and break down what is the transformative power of sound and light. Omni pure music. The pure awareness that is everywhere, evenly present. Ah, life is good. It's getting better. I am excited. Are you? Well, you better be. I want to welcome all of you in the chat room, on the phone line, those of you listening to the show live, and those of you listening to the show archive right now, because when you're listening to the show on the archive, it will be right now. So thank you for tuning in. Thank you for spreading the word, and thank you for doing what you do to heal the planet, starting with yourself. Because it starts from within. You go within or you go without. But I can't go without my wonderful co-producer, the number one psychic of the universe. Let's take it one step further. Oh, the universe is. Ooh, ladies and gentlemen, fingers move quick because I know she's going to request for this because I'm doing this wonderful intro. Okay, switchboard. Here we go. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, psychics and skeptics, non-physical beings and humans, help me welcome the most wonderful Betty Piggies. Anyway. How was that? Was that good enough, Betty? I tried.
You too much, you know. I mean, the love.
You're too much.
I tell you.
I didn't see that one coming.
Yeah. Thank you. It's right. You're right. Well, I have to take a deep breath because, you know, when you get such an applause, it just really throws you off for a moment. So
when you do what?
Get such an applause. You know,
When you come to the house of love. You gotta release expectations, but be willing to embrace all that is. So, you know, just remember that.
Okay, for those of you who don't know me, my name is Betty, and I will be bringing you each day the going ins, the going outs, and the going ons of Life Conversations Radio. For a brief reminder for those who are in our chat room and who will be joining it, to leave a question for Life Coach Ade or our guest, please go to our Ask Life Coach Ade page on Facebook. Post your question there, and we will answer it in order it is received. Now, I'm on that page during the show, so I'll be able to see anything you post immediately and get it back to you. For those who don't do the Facebook thing, please go to our radio website, which is lifeconversationsmedia.com. Click on the Ask Life Coach Ade tab and send us your questions or comments that way. Now, this is a great option if you want to remain anonymous, and I hope you don't. However, the best way always is to simply call in and punch one on your keypad. Ooh, that sort of just went out of my head right there for a moment. Okay. Now,
welcome to my world.
Having said all that, we're going to end this week on a very good and high note, no pun intended, with Kurt today and Laura. But this weekend, of course, as Ade just told you, and for those who follow us know this, we do not do any shows on Friday, Saturdays, or Sunday. Those are the days you just have to listen to one of our archived shows. That is, if you just can't go 3 days without a day.
You better not go a day without Life Coach Ade. What do you mean, if they can't? You better not. It will change your life, and you'll be stuck if you do. But anyway, I digress. Let me step out your lane.
Yeah, okay, get out of my lane. So here's the thing. There are many ways you can listen to our archived shows. The best way, however, is to go to our lifeconversationsradio.com page, site, and there you will see all of our archived shows, get out of my head, you're not messing me up. Any of the shows we've ever done before, you'll find on our Ask Life Conversations Radio page.
Welcome to my world.
No, you see, you're rubbing off on me. Get away. Okay, now next week we have a wonderful lineup of guests, very interesting lineup of guests. Monday we're going to have, and if you're listening to this, Ed, please forgive me if I botch up this name, but we have Ed McGay, Eagle Man, and he is a tribal member of the, here we go, the Ugla Sioux tribe, and one of the few rare authors of Native American literature who is an actual registered tribal member who has studied under Sioux Holy Men, Chief Eagle Feather, and Chief Fool's Crow. Now, he will be sharing with us his heritage and his wisdom in the Native American spirit, and that's Monday. Following that, we have Western Buddhist spiritual leader, author, poet, and chant master, Lama Suri Das, who the Dalai Lama effectively calls the Dalai Lama of the West. Following that, we will have on Wednesday, Kelly Walton. Now, she is a dream interpreter. So for those of you who have that reoccurring dream, or you have that dream but you just don't know what it means, this is the show you don't want to miss. And she will be interpreting your dreams and giving you the meanings behind them. And we're finally going to end the week with Alicia. Just one name, just like Cher, Alicia. And she is affirmation specialist extraordinaire. She has written over 5,000 personal affirmations. And she will be sharing with us the importance of using affirmations in our daily life. Now, if you want to know more about our upcoming guests, our past guests, our host, our programming, please go to liveconversationsmedia.com. And if you want to listen to any of our archived shows, like our show and follow our show, please go to LifeConversationsRadio.com. Ah, I finally got my thoughts together, and now I'm done. Take it away, Life Coach Ade.
I've been holding that in for a while. So thank you, Betty. Welcome to my world. You know, sometimes you have so much coming through you that you're downloaded and they all come in at once and you just got to just, I don't know. But yes, it's nice to hear you.
We all have those rare moments, see?
It's a rare moment. I'll keep talking. The universe will be happy to give you a gift. Keep talking. Keep talking. I've learned to go with it and glow with it. So I was like, maybe after the show, I might say, what's that about? But normally when it happens, you just, I trust the process. But anyway, thank you, Betty. Oh, wow. Yes, yes, yes. Life is good. It's getting better. You are listening to Ask Life Coach Ade, where anything is liable to come out of our mouth and we take no responsibility for it. We'll blame it on the planet. As a matter of fact, in Betty's case, she'll blame it on Life Coach Ade, their host, saying, I'm rubbing up on her. Man, what you need is some DNA music. We need to feng shui your DNA. Now we get to bring our guest. I think I've been hijacked by the elves. Ooh, I just felt some chills. Ooh-wee, okay. Number is 347-426-3346. 347-426-3346. We're taking your calls, your comments. So stand by. And Kirkland and Laura are here. And this is DNA music. Let's take a little bit of this in before I read the intro. Maybe it's just the energy left behind by Mercury. Bye-bye, Mercury retrograde. Thank you for being here for all the lessons. We release you and let you go happily. DNA music. That's a quick sample. And let me read a little bit. Intro, introduction, bio of Kirkland and Laura Ross. And I was having two thoughts there. I can do it. I can have two thoughts at once. And what happens is, when I have two thoughts at once, I don't know what to say. So maybe it's not a good idea. But the gift of the goddess from Karen Drucker. To find out more about Karen Drucker, you can go to her website, KarenDrucker.com. So let's really enjoy that. And she's very grateful. And
the gift of the goddess is a dedication to Laura and Kirkland, because, you know, Kirkland is just such a wonderful man who said, honey, my goddess, give me the gift. I'll dream a beautiful dream. And it all makes sense, you know, just dropping some little notes. It all makes sense. Just stay with me here. But let me read a little bit about Kirkland and Laura Ross. They are the creator of Omnipure Music. They both, well, they, of course they're here. See, you're getting carried away. In 2010, Laura challenged Kirkland. What's going on this morning? I think I blame it on Betty. Betty's confusing me. In 2010, Laura challenged Kirkland, ooh, I love that, to create a guided meditation that she had envisioned called Expand the Light. So without any expectations and a whole lot of excitement, Kirkland created the Photon Light Breath Meditation to assist others to access their own answers instantaneously by utilizing biophotons to release old energy patterns in order to manifest new energy patterns as a way to increase the cellular vibrations. Well, let's bring them on, because all this vibration is jumping off in here. It's just too much. Ooh, ladies and gentlemen, help me welcome Kirkland and Laura Ross. Hey, Kirkland and Laura.
Hey, Betty. Hey, Audie.
Hey, Betty. Hey, Betty.
Now you're calling me Betty. Well, hey. This is not Betty. This is just like Coach Ade, okay? Yeah, see, I'm glad you guys caught the energy. I don't know what's going on, but it's all good. So we're happy to have you on live. I like the name Betty, but I don't think I look good as a Betty. I might get in trouble. We're working on it as a society so that anybody can go out with any name they want, but some of us are not quite there yet. Oh, gosh, I don't know what's going on. I've been listening to your DNA music this morning. I think you've unleashed something within me that I take no responsibility for this craziness. I read a little bit about you, and I want to ask you individually, let me go with Laura first. Who are you? Who is Laura Ross?
I am, well, I'll just put it this way. I am a compassionate, loving, joyful woman of light.
Compassionate, loving woman of life. Yes. Let's go to
compassionate, loving, joyful woman of light. Yeah.
Let me write that down. Compassionate. Make sure I get it right, too. Okay. We might need to do a meditation. Maybe we need to do a photon light breathing meditation. Okay, let's take this real slow. I don't have a clue what's going on, but I trust the process. Okay, give it to me again.
You ask, who is Laura? Laura is a compassionate, loving, joyful woman of light.
Okay. Loving, joyful woman of light. Got it.
There you go.
Thank you, Jesus. I got that. Okay, Kirkland, from your point of view, not just what's on a website, who are you? Who is Kirkland Ross?
In a nutshell, I am a powerful, honest, joyful, inspiring spirit being of light.
Good Lord. How did you guys bring this energy that's radiating through me? Because even in your voice, they're powerful. I can't do it. So I want to write that down. So give it to me again. You're powerful?
Powerful, honest, joyful, inspiring.
Is it inspiring?
Inspiring and outspiring as well.
Oh, I like that. And outspiring. Yeah, because you've got to breathe in and breathe out. Outspiring.
Breathe out well,
I'm still that word.
And then I'm
and,
a
and
spirit.
Last word was what?
Spirit being of light. Spirit being of light.
Spirit being of light. Well, I just have to say, you guys are bringing some powerful energy, and I need to maybe go sit in a garden with my legs and put my feet on the grass so we can do this interview. So anyway, welcome to Life Conversations Radio, And, you know, we've been talking about, well, I have been talking about DNA music. And what I want you to do, and I think, let me start with Kirkland. Tell us your story. How did all of this start?
Okay, this is a big story, but I'll go ahead and condense it down just enough. It started for me in 1987 where I had a dream. And in this dream, I went to bed on purpose to access something greater than I knew in my existence at that time. So I was looking to address something more musical in my life, how to tap into frequencies themselves and rhythms. So what I found myself doing was I went into this dream state. So I figured that I programmed myself. And by programming myself, I was able to attract, like attracts like, of course, in this type of information that would accelerate and magnify my process of knowing how to create transformational music. So what I found in this particular dream in 1987 were photons, which are units of light, and phonons, which are units of sound waves, just flowed through my body and just began flowing right through my crown chakra, right down into my soul. But it went into my DNA, which DNA traps and stores light. And when a cell communicates within itself or between itself, it uses this light or biophotons. So I found myself utilizing more light, more sound, and just resonating in my body, creating these resonance or sound chambers. And from these sound chambers, I was able to tap into infinite harmony or source energy, for instance. And from that perspective, I was connected to everywhere and everywhen. I was connected to all information, and it just downloaded into my body faster and faster and faster. So since that moment, I've been able to take on this dream state and bring it into my reality or my awake state, so that I say awake as a genius. So in that moment of that dream in 87, I heard the most beautiful music. But it would take me over 23 years in order to record DNA music, and that's the album I heard in that dream. But in order to learn and grow as a musician-producer, it took me, like I say, a couple of decades of learning about myself. Who am I? And then when you asked that question, it made all sense to me, because now I can simply say who I am in a quick sentence. And by being quick and specific, that's what translated into doing what I'm doing now. And when Laura challenged me in 2010, I had all these years of struggle, per se, or challenges as a human experience. But then there was this partnership that just erupted from when Laura said, here's an idea. Take your talent and utilize it for something that we can both get into and create partnership with. So that was my backstory and how I got all the way to from A to B. But there's a lot of time in between of struggle. So I know that any listener out there knows, you know, in order to access your dream state or in order to access your dreams, there's going to be some challenges. But it's our persistence, our dedication, commitment, clear intentions. And that was my story.
That's it. Sometimes we run from challenges, but actually even a seed needs to die to give birth to life. So the challenge is helping us die to our old self so we can tap in and bring forth the gift of God, the gift of the goddess. And, you know, you talk about Laura challenging you. Laura, I want to ask you this. What triggered you to challenge Kirkland because Kirkland, you said you went to bed purposely to download this. I want to talk more about that in a minute. But what triggered you, Laura, to challenge him to go to bed, go in dream state, and download this information?
Well, we had both come out of about a two-year hiatus. We'd been in the construction industry in Las Vegas, and in 2008 gifted ourselves with a two-year hiatus, and we were both searching what we get to create next. We knew it got to be spiritual. We knew we got to make a difference in the world in a whole different way than we had been in the first portion of our life. So in 2010, this was like 2 years out of that hiatus, and it was time to really step into what we get to do next. I came out of a meditation myself, having felt us all connected to who we are as light beings, and that light that we all connected to was vibrating off of all of us and expanding out into the universe. So I felt that at such a deep level, you know, us remembering who we are, and when I say us, we as light beings on this earth, that when I felt that, I knew that I got to be a part of us all remembering who we are, our own divinity. And I knew possibly music or some sort of guidance would assist others in remembering that. So I, knowing Kirkland's a musician, I approached him and asked him if he would be open to creating a guided meditation that would assist others in expanding their light. And I, you know, approached him with that, no, open for a yes or a no, but he was so connected to my dream, my own experience of my what I saw in that meditation, he jumped right on it and up for the challenge. We were both ready to step into what got to be next, of course, just coming out of 2 years. Mm-hmm. We get to go, and he was definitely ready to make a difference and, you know, bring something to life with his music. Mm-hmm. And I was definitely ready to step out into life and assist others in remembrance.
Mm-hmm. Excuse me. I'm looking in your, on your website, it talks about when you challenged him, he had no expectations, which is really the key there. When we let go of expectations, we're open to so much more, and that was excitement. And I listened to both of you talking about seeing the light. Yesterday we had David Bennett talk about near-death experience, and that he had it, 3 different experiences, and he was actually saying he thinks near-death experience should really be called spiritually transformative experiences. But the correlation that I'm drawing between what you and Kirkland are saying is he saw the light and he felt like he was one with everything. And it's, I'm looking at the connection between what you and Kirkland are talking about right now, that like you tapped into it, and through that you became a catalyst for Kirkland to tap into it. Now you get to share that message with the world. And I want to stay with that light energy, being one with all, being one with all that is. Mm-hmm. And let me stay with you, Laura. What was that like, considering you were that you were the mother that gave birth to that idea? You delivered that light. You know, I want to talk to the mother who gave birth to the light. How were you just sitting down meditating and it just happened, or in your meditation you've asked for this to happen? What was the process? What was it involved in?
When I go into meditation, there's no expectation. I go into to clear my mind, to bring in wisdom, to bring in information. Of course, there's no expectation of what that information is going to be, but I'm open to receiving whatever will serve my highest good. So this meditation was definitely some great deep breathing. So I was really opening up my cells to receive whatever it was. And it was about an hour long, so it was a good long meditation. But I was sitting in the sun in early January, and that's just a beautiful experience itself. And it just came over me like a wave to know and step into what I could do to take on something big to make a difference in this existence, in this world, not just in my own family circle and my own smaller circle, but to really expand that out and make a difference. Not that I have to know and connect with everyone individually, because I've soon or recently connected to that I can make a difference across the world energetically with energy work, with light work. I can make a difference. So knowing that, I walked into that and approached him with it. Just, I know we can make a difference from where we're at right now across the world, across the globe.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's one thing to know that we're one. It's another thing to fully experience that oneness. I don't even know if there's words for it. If you're just joining us, my guests are Kirkland and Laura Ross of OmniPure, OmniPure, P-U-R-E, music. And that's their website address, OmniPureMusic.com. You can check them out and don't listen to the samples right now. We've got some over here, but just stay with the interview. We're taking your calls, 347-426-3346, 347-426-3346. And if you want to, if you're in the chat room and don't want to call in, you can go to the Ask Life Coach Ade fan page on Facebook, Ask Life Coach Ade fan page, and you can post your questions there. Betty and I will get to it, or Betty or I, one of us will get to it. But more than likely, Betty will get to it. And, we're talking about pure light. We're talking about photons. We're talking something that Kirkland said that I really, you talked about Kirkland, you talked about photons being the units of light, and I really want you to break that down. And then the other one, which I didn't quite, the unit of sound. What's the unit of sound called?
A phonon, P-H-O-N-O-N.
Yeah, P-H-O-N, oh, phonon, okay, interesting. Never seen that before. Never even, I don't think I've heard it before. Forget seeing it. So speak of sound, I've heard it or seen it. So break that down for us. I have a friend that used to say to me, I don't get it. Talk to me like I'm 4 years old. So, you know, sometimes when we hear scientific words, we're like, oh, God, that wasn't good at science. We have all these stories. Tell us about this photon and this phonon that you made contact with and, you know, how is it something that we can tap in individually?
Well, in a scientific explanation, it is just simply units of units. And this
mm-hmm.
is quantum mechanics or quantum physics. So these are parts and particles. And a unit of light is given a name called a photon so that you know that it's a high-frequency packet of energy. These are energy or information senders, receivers. This is energy in motion. But it is high-frequency. And when we can dissect or select a unit of light and be specific and then call on it to be a specific form or color of light as well, to get in
mm-hmm.
touch with that kind of embrace and that moment of oneness like you were mentioning earlier. Same with sound. That sound waves, and they're always constantly moving, but as these phonons, these sound waves are moving through our bodies, either emitted from the earth, from the universe, somewhere there's been a signal or a vibration sent. So I'm simply receiving that energy, but I'm being specific with what I'm receiving. I'm like attracts like. I'm programming, I'm requesting, I'm asking, I'm looking for specific qualities and quantities.
Mm-hmm.
So it's me being the master, me being the creator. And as anybody that's on this, as on a mastery training course, such as the human experience, we get to be specific in what we're asking for. And I know that I'm preaching to the choir here.
Mm-hmm.
That's just how it is for me, what I found out
mm-hmm.
that on a scientific level, how my body operates.
Mm-hmm.
And so by learning the ingredients of the recipe of making my primordial soup, I learned how to work with light and sound and how to bring that into the music that I create. So I'm just a conduit. I don't like to use the word channel. I consider myself more of a conduit because I am participating and being accountable for the end result being something transformational for someone else.
Excuse me. You're putting so much out there, primordial soup. Oh, let me drink of your soup. Let me eat of your soup. And I have been. But I want to go back as well, back to the experiences that you had when this was happening. You talked about when you went to bed deliberately to download this information or request or you talked about how you felt everything happening through your chakras. You could explain that. How did that work? I mean, and when it was happening, were you observing the process, or there was just you were just coming from a place of knowingness where you had a clear understanding what was going on?
Let me go backwards to forwards to answer the last question. I was definitely participating. I was the participant. In other words, I could see myself hovering above my body, working on the body, and being the body being worked on. So I was in partnership with all that is. I could see myself being all. So I wasn't just receiving or just sending. I was both. And that, for me, was the key on how to have energy exchange itself. But when I requested it, now, I give you a little more backstory. I grew up in a home where spirituality was good. It was a thing that we could accelerate with. And so my mother was a dream teller and would have me write down dreams. So I knew the process of looking at my dreams, studying them, revealing certain codes, certain energy patterns, look for things like that. So I was given a blessing that way, and that I was raised in a home of love, light, wisdom, and power, and able to utilize all that information. So when it came to when I was 18 years old, when I had this dream, I kind of knew the steps already. I had been...
Mm-hmm.
For instance, there was a gratitude garden in our home. We were able to gratefully grow our spirituality and not be limited.
You're right.
So I
like that.
Definitely. So that's the gist of it. So I definitely knew when I went to program that dream that night what I was up against, you know, that I hadn't done it before, but I knew that it was possible. And for me, that made it easy to receive the information and just to fill my body up with all of this universal blueprint, all of this information. So it was really trust, and like you said earlier, trust in the process and totally looking for a specific result. But then going back to the other thing is having no expectations either. I'd never done this exact pattern before, so I didn't have an expectation. But I knew it was possible to receive a lot of love and a lot of information from a universal consciousness.
Yes, yes. I love when you talk about not having expectations but looking for specific results. That takes the word that comes up for me, mastery, and mastery in letting go. So there's a letting go. Letting go really is about surrendering to all that is. So when you talk about not having expectation rather than going in, it's got to look like this, but you expect a specific result with a openness. And I think sometimes that's something that we miss in our spiritual community, because there are people who get on the spiritual path. We're already spiritual, but for me, I like to say they become consciously aware of their spiritual self, and there's a tendency to think, now that I'm on my spiritual path, then my life is supposed to look like this, rather than being open to what's unfolding. And I think that's what makes a difference, because people would end up learning new information about life, about themselves, about who they are, why they're here, and it becomes, well, I know all this information, but why does my life look like this? Why is this not working out? Why do I have health issues? Why can't I find a relationship? But I think there's a sense of, if people tap into a sense of openness and trust in the process and knowing that there's so much more that they're unaware of, and they open themselves up to something greater. And I think it makes a difference in the results that we experience in life and humanity, period. You know, and I really get that. So with your songs, the music that you create, they become, how could I put this? What's the word that's coming up for me? It's they are an expression of the experience that you and Laura went through. Is that how you would describe it?
Yeah, that's what I was thinking when you were coming up, when you were conjuring up the thought. Yeah, exactly. It is an expression, a facet of the sparkly diamond that all is. You know, it's definitely multidimensional, many facets, many expressions, vocal expressions, definitely vocal expressions for that.
And you've been doing this since 2010. What I'm going to do, I want to take a break. When I come back, we've got which one do you suggest we play when we come back from the break? Let's see. Let's scroll down here. I don't know why I'm thinking, Sonny. Go ahead.
The photon light breath meditation. That way they can hear the sample of what the meditation sounds like, the clips from that.
Right. And I got to say this. I am so certain that you and Laura are bringing such a high vibration that I'm having to just breathe. So I'm grateful for you guys to hear your energy. I can really feel it. Even though you're on the phone, I can feel your energy, and I look forward to definitely seeing you guys in January when you're here in Atlanta. We're going to take a break. The number is 347-426-3346, 347-426-3346. I just sort of feel like so much is happening so fast that I don't know. Let me just, I know what to do. I got remedies for what I'm going through. If you've got questions or comments, go to Ask Life Coach at a fan page. And, leave your questions and comments there. And this is a time for me to take a break. Let me bring Carly Jackson. She has a way of just aligning my chakras, this energy. And, Betty, I'm coming to you. I know you got a question as well. And you're listening to Ask Life Coach today. And my guests are Kirkland and Laura Ross. Their website address is OmniPure Music, OMNI PureMusic.com is their website. So this is a good time to check it out. And Carly Jackson, come to the rescue, please. I think I need you. Remind me of who I is. I am.
I am great. I am wonderful. I am whole. I am peace. I am here. I am strong. I'm free. Well, I'm the delight of God. I am you. I am healed. I am love. I am great. I am wonderful. I am whole. And I am free.
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.
Hello, this is motivational speaker Les Brown, and you're listening to Life Conversations. It's going to change your life.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Hello there. My name is Michelle Brown Stafford, child prodigy mom and parental involvement activist, urging parents to get involved in their children's education. At the age of 13, our son, Stephen Stafford, became the youngest ever to enroll as a full-time regular student in Morehouse College's 150-year history. This occurred only after well-meaning educators failed to identify our son's gifts in the classroom. Knowing who our son was, my husband and I got involved and prevented Stephen from falling through the educational cracks. So parents, get involved. Stay involved. Your child's potential is definitely worth it.
Mom?
Dad, it's me.
We need to talk about sex.
I know you don't want to.
You think I'm too young.
You're afraid if we talk about sex, I'll no longer be your little muffin head.
Your Pookie Bear.
Your Lammy Lumpkin.
Your Bubby Chubs.
But come on, talk to me about sex. Tell me you want me to wait. Sure, it'll change our relationship.
It'll make us closer.
I know you want me to wait to have sex. So don't wait to tell me. Talk to me.
Tell me to wait.
And guess what? If you go to 4parents.gov, you can get help on how to talk with me about sex.
Look, this is important. Come on, Dad.
Let's do this, Mom. Talk to me about sex.
Tell me to wait.
And don't worry. I'll always be your little muffin head. Your ginger snap. Your pumpkin face.
Your butterbean.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and this station.
Life Conversations works with people to increase their organizational and individual potential by assisting them in identifying habits, attitudes, beliefs, and expectations that hinder their performance professionally and socially. Life Conversations is committed to assisting you move from where you are to where you want to be.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting on the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations Radio.
Giving a voice back to the community, 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 to the community.
Giving a voice back to the community, the global community, by activating your DNA, upgrading your DNA, changing how you see your world, and allowing yourself to be in alignment with the energy, the truth of who you are, because that's all life is. Everything is energy. And with the right vibration, you can attract everything that you desire to you. We are talking about the transformative power of sound, and Light Kirkland and Laura Ross are my guests. Betty has a question, and then we're going to play one of their music. Betty, what is your question?
Oh. Well, first of all, yeah. I have a comment, and then I have a question. See, I'm watching the switchboard. Hi, Kirk. Hi, Laura.
Hi, Betty.
I can't sing the praise enough of this music. Especially the meditation. I think I remember when I first got it.
Mm-hmm.
I was telling Laura how it had just blown me away. I have to tell you, I have over 250 meditative CDs on my iPod. And this is the one I keep going back to over and over again. So here, having said that, here's my question. One is, I was talking to a friend who started listening to some music and meditative music, very similar to what you do, Kurt and Laura. And what she had told me is, as she does it, she feels pain in her body every time she listens to it, but she don't feel it when she's not listening to it. Now, you know, I don't know exactly what the music do to you in your body, but I have discovered that two things listening to your CDs. The first is I play them at night when I'm going to sleep, and I tell you, I have the best sleep and the clearest dreams when I play the music. And I notice it only happens when I'm playing the CD. So I'm not sure how that's working in my brain cells, why it's happening that way, of what's infused in the music. And I notice that over a period of time, listening to the DNA music have actually helped me with other meditations where I'm able to listen even better to those. So faithfully now, I've connected it to the DNA music that I play every single night now when I'm going to sleep. So I don't know if I'm seeing if you can explain what is happening to the body that would make it get in such a relaxed state and particularly have more vivid dreams when I'm listening to the music. And do such a music supposed to cause pain in the body? I mean, is there something happening that will cause pain to happen in the body when they're hearing music such as yours? None of that makes sense, but
I'll answer the second question first, and maybe have you repeat the first one. But so the second one, the pain you're experiencing or anybody experiences is just emotional release. So I'm able to give you a refinement tool. So the music comes at you very refined, very polished. So it goes through these places in your body that are some stuck energy, something that's held on to some childhood experiences, whatever. So it's just going through there and washing it through there, like a rain, perhaps, you know, just a cleansing motion. So a lot of that stuff will bubble to the surface. A lot of the emotions, and I know a lot of people do tend to tear up when they hear the photon light breath meditation as they're releasing emotions. So it's just experiencing a lot of things and being able to address them is the mastery level. When you see them, just don't go, okay, I don't want to face that right now. When they come up for you, definitely look at them, give them love, appreciation, honor them, so that way your own body can adapt, adjust, and evolve. Mm-hmm. So that's my experience with how the pain works. Now, I didn't record the music in a painful situation or I was feeling pain, so it wasn't like it's not from that perspective. I definitely was feeling a lot of joy, and I think that's a part of it, where I'm setting the bar up high as far as the joy level and then attracting everybody to a joy level. So there is some magnetics involved there as far as the attraction of the joyful spirit, the spiritual formlessness, the freedom of it all. But now the first question, could you repeat that first question again to me?
Oh, it was just I guess it was a question. I was saying that when I'm listening to the music at night, falling asleep, my dreams are better, I have a better sleep at night. And I notice when I don't listen to the CD, I'm not saying I don't have a good sleep, but it seems like whenever I'm listening to the CD, it's just a little better what's happening. And I've noticed over a period of time, I'm able to even better listen to the other meditative CDs I have. So 'cause I know you say it works on the DNA. I'm asking is what is happening? Why is that happening in the body? What process?
Okay, yeah, that's a great question. So when the body is relaxed, when the body's in its sleep mode, its REM state, when it's just elongating the DNA, you're relaxed, you're breathing properly, blending in all of the natural hydrogen and oxygen in your body, and you're beaming out these biophotons through your sleep, and you're feeling yourself just in a relaxed, almost like a baby sleeping, you're just in that beautiful, pure state of bliss. So it's in this dream state we're able to tap into our DNA so much more easier. And that was the case for me as I learned how to create the music from my dream state. So it definitely is a part of the recipe in order to create the music itself, in order to create the functionality of it, how it works through the body. I like to say that DNA music is, you can multitask with it, go to sleep with it, and you will find yourself in these deeper states of gamma. You know, you have alpha, beta, theta, delta. But going into the gamma state of your dream state, Were you able to be that man on the mountain meditating for 20 years, but yet highly cognizant, awakened, aware? So it's just really tap into those energy pathways where you're able to utilize the dream state of music, where it's the freedom of being in a dream state, and acknowledging your own physical body, your spiritual body, your emotional body, everything about it in a subtle energy level. So it's definitely about energy pathways. And I have just found certain pathways that work with the type of music, the melodies, the harmonies, and to utilize those to influence, is one way to put it, to share with the listener, to open up possibilities for the listener to go into their own state. But to me, it's all, we're all tapped into the same source energy. We're just having those different facets or different experiences of it based on our identity, stories we give ourselves, what have you. So definitely the dream shape is a way to just tap into your genius state, your awareness. And I'm so glad you're able to tap into that, because it's easier when you're able to experience it rather than me tell you how to do it.
Yes, I get that, because I have done the photon light breath meditation, and I remember when I did it, I mean, I felt my body felt different. And when you really think about it, pain is an emotion. Emotion, that's just energy in motion. And the whole idea, when we talk about we want to experience more peace, more joy, more love, you know, we want to feel a peace of mind, is because we have all the stuff, emotions in our bodies that we haven't let go of. We're holding on to, or we don't feel safe enough to share it. And I know when I was listening to that meditation and the music and how the music gently slows up, and we're going to play it in a minute, and we've got a question, but I guess I'll go to the song first, the music. That the process of how you did it, it just, I can feel my body go through the guided instruction that you were given there. When we come back, I want to play the sample of the music we're talking about so listeners can know. And when we come back, we're going to take a question and then come back to Laura and Kirkland. Here is the photon light breath meditation. Just a quick sample. It's actually 33 minutes long, but this one is a sample, so it's not that long. It's only about 2 minutes.
Photons carry energy and momentum. For this meditation, we will utilize the photon to bring in the powerful healing light and to carry out the old energy. Discover the rhythm within you. Align your purpose to the frequency of love and light. Open your heart and let your beautiful light shine. Spirit, activating your new energy codes.
of 33 minutes and 33 seconds long meditation. Let's go to Laura. Tell us about the photon light breath meditation, the benefits and the process, and just things that people have experienced in the past, Laura.
Yeah, the meditation is a breathing meditation as well as a guided meditation. The participant is guided to breathe in this yogic type breath all the way down into the lower part of their lungs, actually like a baby breathes. That stomach actually extends out rather than just your chest rising and falling. So you're breathing at such a deep level, you're oxygenating your cells, you're opening your mind, you're awakening cells possibly that have been dormant for so long, which is all about the physical body, which I believe actually affects the spiritual, mental bodies. It wakes up all of the lower bodies and just really has the participant alive, awake, and aware in that meditative state such that they experience downloads of information, wisdom that they may not have been connected to, you know, previously. It's been my experience, and I'm also hearing feedback from others that it's just information that they're receiving is assisting them in their life right now and stuff that they just, you know, didn't seem to have, weren't able to tap into prior. And it alivens them, awakens them, energizes them. People are known to experience a lot more energy doing the meditation, a clarity and peace of mind during their day. Their day is more purposeful and eventful. But also when they do it in the evening, they also experience a calmness so that when they do go to sleep, they're going to sleep with a clear mind, a peaceful mind, and a relaxed mind to get a restful night's sleep.
I've experienced that when I listen to it and just the process, the music. And we want to take a call now. Let's take the call and then we'll just go through the next and whatever that needs to be. So let's go to Deborah from Atlanta. Hello, Deborah. How are you doing?
Hello, Ade. I'm doing wonderful. Thank you for asking. How are you today?
I am wonderful. I am full of light and sound. Can't you feel it?
I can. It's radiating all over the place. My question is this. I've been looking at the website, and the music is phenomenal, and I see that you have some testimonials. I was wondering if you could share with us any extraordinary results that anybody has reported back to you from listening to your music. I read the one about the people that had the dog, and the dog wasn't supposed to be able to recover for 2 weeks, and they played the music overnight, and the next morning the dog was up walking around. Have you had any more feedback similar to that from anyone that's listened to your music?
And before you answer that, Kirkland or Laura, the funny thing about it is that's exactly what I was going to say after the question. I wanted to talk about the dog. So Deborah asked the question, it's like, wow, because I wanted to talk about that, about health child, people who got health challenges. So go ahead. We're in the flow right here. I'm loving this.
Yeah, really a lot of the feedback is around people really getting released from stuckness in their life. A lot of people are feeling kind of stuck in this third dimensional experience that we're feeling right now. And when we go within in that meditative state, it's almost like we're connecting or reconnecting to our soul, our spirit energy, our light, why we're here, what our purpose is, such that they come out and experience life with a whole new light, a whole new purposeful feeling. So, you know, some of the feedbacks we're getting is people are, you know, feeling that purpose, that drive, that desire to continue going forward in life, to continue, you know, living this life and being enriched in it now. We're hearing, you know, people that have meditated for years, like Betty herself, coming into this photon light breath and experiencing a whole depth to their meditation that they haven't had before, which if you're a meditator, that depth is really where the juice is, really where that information, that joy, that love, that peace that we all are, we really connect to and really, you know, remember. How about you, Kirkland? Do you have anything, that feedback that people give?
Well, mostly it's the ability to tap into answers efficiently. I know that people have, because when we utilize DNA music, which was recorded with the 528 hertz of the solfeggio frequencies, and that gives a transformational power, a miracles, that enables water to be structured more fluid. Your body being 80% plus water, you're able to structure it more fluid, more efficiently, more effectively. And having more effective parts and pieces of your body, you're able to tap into source energy. And so I've seen people take on their lives more, and what Betty referred to earlier was that releasing the pain, letting go of all that stuck energy. So we hear that more than anything, an ability to tap into clarity, to consciousness, to downloads. And when people have utilized it in their dream state, they're able to download information like you would out of a dream or a vision. So I've seen people take on their lives that way, getting answers efficiently, but the answer coming through their own source, their own experience. And that's been the biggest highlight that I've seen coming through. Now, of course, the animal being changed, that was phenomenal to see that in action, to see that frequency was actually working on a dog, which is, I know the animals have more sensory capabilities than we seem to as humans. So I know they were able to tap in and resurrect or create certain specific structure in the body and heal itself. And I know that we're able to tap into the same thing. And through these kind of conversations, it's even nice to have it in a shared experience, a network of communications. So on a microcosm, working on our own network of communications in the body is affecting the macrocosm where everybody's tapping into it. So I find that one individual is shifting, changing, it's sending out this ripple to the world where everybody else is able to see that light, see that expansion, see the frequency moving higher and higher. Oh, it is possible, so I can join in. I can be a part of this whole movement, this oneness. So that's been my experience or my interpretation.
Deborah, does that answer your question?
Yes, it does. That's awesome. I mean, I've seen healing, like you're saying, when people are able to activate within themselves maybe something that they've not tapped into for a long time. So that is fantastic. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank
you, Deborah. Thank you, my friend. And Kirkland, I want to ask you about this cold, because I remember when I first got your music and I was listening to it and I went on your site, like, code of 15948372. What's that? A dialing number to the soul? What's that? What's that code? Where did it come from? What does it mean?
Okay, that's a great question. And being that I'm going to do this verbally rather than on a piece of paper or in front of you, this is going to be a challenge for me, but here we go. So the code came to me in this dream. It was able to break down something called the 369 code, where some call it the God code.
369 code, okay.
When things are in relationship that way, things are in peace, love, and harmony. That's how Tesla created his stuff. He used the 369 code. That's how solfeggio frequencies are based on, the 369 code. Certain oils that we put into our bodies are based on like omega 3, 6, and 9. You'll see these type of frequencies.
Oh, I've seen that. So, okay, let me interrupt there. I've seen that on when we talk about omega 3 or whatever, 369. I've definitely seen. But what is that? So what is that code, a 369?
Look at the relationship of it. So there's only 9 numbers out there. There's not 10. 0 is not a number. So when you're looking at it from 9-number perspective, you see the rhythm of 3, 6, and 9. Mm-hmm. And when those numbers add up to one another, you see this certain rhythm that goes on all across the universe, all across the planet. We have these types of rhythms. So we're talking about rhythm exchange, the power of 3, the rule of 3, things like that, triads, triangulation. You're looking at pyramids, you're looking at triangulation. You're finding these points of interest and these certain steps that go on. And so it's this step process, 3 steps, 3 steps, 3. There's an equality to it, and there's an ascension process that goes on so that we're able to take nice, smooth, easy steps and keep on moving forward and progressing. Now, the code itself came from what is known as the Sothic Triangle, which is a 9-to-4 ratio, meaning 4 steps across, 9 steps high. In Egyptology, for the hieroglyph for the binary star system of Sirius is the Sothic Triangle. So the information that I tapped into was Sirius star information as well as some Pleiadian information that I was utilizing in dream state. Since it's universal, I don't see it as being away from me or outside of me. It's tapped in. Because if we were all stardust from the same supernova, we're all able to tap into all this star information. Think of the sunlight. That is our source of energy here on this planet.
Utilizing
this code. Now, I say that I'm blessed to even have the code, to even know the code. I'm just, again, a conduit. I don't consider myself special. I consider myself able to remember dreams. So there's a difference there of where I don't think I'm the chosen one. I just happen to bring the dream, just this code back from a dream state. and tap into it and look at it from different perspectives and see that it's about repeating patterns, it's about replicating your DNA, it's tapping into the chromosomes, the organized structure of DNA in your body, and just simply utilizing platinum and gold alchemy, transforming it, raising the vibration to a higher state from a dense matter of like lead into gold, and utilizing it as a transformational repeating pattern. Mm-hmm. So in a nutshell, all it is transformational code.
Yes, yes, yes. You're listening to Ask Life Coach Ade on LifeConversationsRadio.com. My guests are Kirkland and Laura Ross, the creator of OmniPure Music. And the website is that OmniPure, O-M-N-I-Pure Music.com. And let's see, I'm going to take a call. And Deborah, Deborah, you need to have a Life Conversations Radio show, because you called in at the right time, and we're going to send you a copy of the Photon Light Breath Meditation by Laura and Kirkland. So Betty will get your information. We actually have it. I think we do, but Betty can double-check that. Let me go to Celeste. Celeste is on the line. Hello, Celeste. How are you doing? I know you added that 369, and I did too, and it equals 9, and 9 is about transformation. But from there, you continue. Meet Laura and Kirkland.
You know what it is.
Kirkland and Laura, Celeste is our numbers oracle. She's going to break down some numbers. I just know it. I feel it.
You know what? Hello, family. And I mean that. Soul family to the guests, too. All right. Laura and Kirkland. Okay, I have to breathe. I have some information for you, but it ties in with me, too. But we don't have time. But I'm going to tell you that my mother is an angel. And I mean that.
Okay.
So this is what she gave to me. And you're not ready for it today. Hi. So, on July 17th, 1987, the Pretenders did a song in Germany called The Message of Love. So I've been playing with 1987 for a while, which is the year that you actually stated some of these things went down. All right? I want you to hold that. Now, here's the funny thing for you. You guys are tapping into the message of love. That's a very special message for me. But I added up your energy code because, of course, it shimmered. That's what numbers do for me and other things. But numbers like to play with me a lot these days. I want to make sure before I go real quick that I have these numbers right, because what you just said about them, I just want to make sure I'm accurate, that the energy code is 15 9 4 8 3 7 2 6. Is that correct?
That is, yes, correct.
It equals 45.
Yep.
45, mm-hmm. And part of this is actually on my wall because I felt that strong about it. The gift is, in the medicine cards, the 45 is the Great Heron. And its affirmation, which is a gift to everybody listening, is, thank you, Sacred Order Bird, for sending reflections to me, the mirrors of the quest for life, the worlds that live inside of me. Show me how relationships work with my path woven with the whole. The lessons of kinship with all life, reflecting my spirit's eternal goal. And when you add 45, you get 9, which is the butterfly, which is transformation. It's also the crone, the hermit, which teaches us to go inside for all sacred information. And by the way, to end it up, my birthday is May 4th.
Nice. 5-4.
Thank
yeah.
you. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Celeste.
Thank you, Celeste. And Laura and Kirkland are giving away some of their music, so you get a copy of their CD, you get the DNA music. Celeste, thank you, thank you, thank you. It's, you know, this has been an amazing week on Life Conversations Radio. We started the week off with a numerologist, and we moved into Cynthia James, who talked about releasing our extraordinary essence and the near-death experience, and just numbers for me. I've always known that numbers have meaning and have a, I guess, somewhat affinity
but this week for me, I have a new appreciation for numbers. And with even what you're saying, Kirkland and Laura, and Celeste's always dropping numbers, as she puts it, dropping numbers and reminding us the power of numbers. And I was just adding up the number. When you said 369, I never even considered that. And what that says to me is, you know, to live a life in harmony, it is important to understand what is going on within us and around us. Because when we know what's going on within and without, there's so much more. But if we just open up our awareness, we can truly be in harmony, balance, in alignment with what is, with the essence of who we are. And, you know, I'm finding that with the new technologies and people becoming aware with the work that you're doing, both of you are doing, and the guests that we're having, that it seems to me that understanding ourselves is becoming easy. I don't know what you guys think about that or what you experience, because you're always traveling. I mean, I was looking at your event, as I told you yesterday. It's like, oh, next year you're just on the road. What have you found in your travels as it relates to people understanding themselves and expressing their gift and spirituality?
I get that more people are becoming aware of, so for sake of saying, like subtle energies, those energies around us that really are, have always been around us, but we've really never tapped into them.
Mm-hmm.
People are going, are finding that those answers, like Celeste was saying, and you're saying, those answers are within, those magical, beautiful answers are within. So we're all going within, whether it be through meditation, through, you know, like Kirkland programs his dreams, going into our dreams to experience that information.
Yeah.
But yeah, we've been traveling actually on tour since August of this year, and we're finding so many people out there searching for answers. And our goal is to remind them they're within, they're not outside of you. Those answers are within.
I know that's right. Go ahead, sir.
So the fact that they're looking for answers tells me that they're definitely on a path. They're definitely, you know, interested and focused on their own spiritual experience more so than ever.
Exactly. Because I tell people, the fact that you're asking the question, that means the answer is right there. Because if the answer wasn't there, you won't be inspired to ask the questions. The answer is actually waiting for you to see differently, to ask a different question, rather than ask from a place of victimhood, to say, no, I'm so much more than this. What is real? What do I need to see? What do I need to learn from this lesson? We're getting ready to release the show, but before we do that, I want to ask you both, and let me start with Kirkland. Since you have become the conduit of this transformative process, what transformation have you experienced in your life, Kirkland?
Well, first of all, on a physical level, I have impeccable energy. A lot of that comes from our diet. We do eat a lot of raw food. We eat high vibrational food, live food. So I know that increases our ability to tap into awareness, to tap into answers efficiently. Other things, okay, so that's a physical level. Mentally, clarity. I've recorded our fifth album. It's called Crown of Light. And from January 2010 to August of this past year, I recorded five albums. We only have four out there that are released, but it shows that when I'm in my purpose, when I'm connected to my divinity, I'm able to download and for my perspective, musically, record five albums, boom, 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 boom. I'm able to manifest fast. So that's been my biggest experience, is manifestation, whether it be on a physical, mental, spiritual, emotional level, the ability to release all kinds of attachments I've had in my history, issues, we could say, just the way, normal ways of being. For me, I was able to release a lot of the attachments, the stuck energies, and have since experienced so much more vitality and in my ability to relate to Laura and our own personal relationship and my ability to relate to the world. So my ability to transform myself into a relationship-oriented partnership has been my biggest experience. So, and that's been a joy. To step out of my reclusiveness into expansion, into the world around me, you know?
Yes. Partnership, the ultimate, where two becomes one and they're in harmony, in tune together. Laura, what about you? What kind of transformation have you experienced in your life?
Very similar. It's actually offered me to amp up my spirituality when I'm out there sharing information to improve, to accelerate your spirituality. It's, you know, if I'm out there sharing it, I'm definitely going to step up my own. So I'm experiencing more openness to, I guess, those subtle energies myself, and being aware of you know, higher consciousness, light. Kirkland and I both were on a did some highly spiritual training in 2008. That's where we really amped up our spirituality and stepped into, you know, a larger conversation. Since then, I've definitely, you know, became aware of, you know, we're not alone. We all have assistance at the asking, whether it be angels, guides, archangels or whatnot. They're there just for the asking. So those subtle energies and connecting to them, knowing that there's something beyond this third dimensional physical realm, and tapping into it, not waiting till I die. I used to think, you know, I can only experience that when I die and I go beyond this side of the veil and go to the other side. But I'm experiencing heaven on earth now. I know that I can create that here now.
I know that's right. You know, we cannot solve a problem with the same mindset that created it. And the logic is not the answer. Sometimes we can be analytical about our life, but sometimes we got to surrender to something more, something bigger. And surrender is really surrendering, not giving up. And allow ourselves, our DNAs, to go through the transformation, to really show up. And, you know, that's definitely what your music provides. You have a lot of, four albums, right? You said you're working on fifth and another one, right? But I think you have four albums right now, right?
Yes.
So if someone's listening to this and they say, we all want to get one of the albums, which one would you recommend first?
Well, that one really depends on, do they like to have a voice guiding them through a meditation? And if not, so there's the two perspectives. If you like a guide, somewhere where you can get out of your own mind, your own brain, definitely the photon light breath meditation is a powerful tool. We recommend putting on headphones and getting into a warm bath so that you're just, like, put some salts in the water itself, become liquid crystal. And that's an incredible way to breathe in deeply without gravity working on your lungs, because you're floating in water. So that's one aspect of it. Now,
wow, I like that. That's like listening to God in your mother's womb. You know, you have a headphones on and you're in a warm bath. Woo, that's
oh, yeah.
Talk about being one with yourself. Okay,
oh, yeah.
And the next one, go ahead.
and the other one is DNA music, which is based in the solfeggio frequencies of the 528 hertz, which is reported to be the to work on your DNA and repair your DNA. I've never met a physician that utilizes it for that, but that is the reported benefit from utilizing the 528 hertz. So that way, me and Laura tone the entire album. In other words, we have multiple voices in there creating a choir, an angelic choir. So it creates a magnetic field for you to tap into the energy pathways much more efficiently, because now you can assist your own body by toning along with us. Using your voice is an acceleration process in the doubling of your cells, moving the cells into a forward motion. To releasing stuck energy, you get to use your voice, whether it be through a spoken affirmation, but we highly recommend toning om, hu, abha, different kind of sounds you can use to resonate, to utilize your own voice to send out these patterns through your body. And those are the two recommendations. However, our musical medicine is more uplifting. It's meditative, not meditation. It's like going into a deep sea exploration into Atlantis, because it's more of like a water filled and joyful energy of dolphins and whales, even though there's no dolphin sounds or whale sounds. And then sonic bliss is 3 11-minute, 11-second meditations if you want to, or yoga, massage, just peaceful music, get into a bath. It's more of a mind pillow, just totally relaxing, and just beautiful divine music.
I love the analogy, a mind pillow. Oh, gosh. I mean, if that don't paint a picture, I don't know what else will. Put your mind on my pillow, okay? Just rest. You know, some of us got our mind on all those antidepressants right now. I don't know. I can't be still. I don't have any money. What can I do? I want to connect with God. It's like, put your mind on the pillow. Just listen to this. I love that. A mind pillow. What about the Expand the Light series?
Well, that would include Photon Light Breath Meditation, which was the first CD that we did. Then that's Musical Medicine is the second one, and then Sonic Bliss is the third one. That creates the trilogy. and those are all tied together. They're different. Each album is different. There's not like a real common thread other than it's us. We always use a crystal bowl and a drone sound in all of our songs and all of our music. So there's always a constant the way I mix it, I bring that the Tone bowl to go around and oscillate around the pineal gland. So when you listen to it with headphones on, it's able to remove any dross or stuck energy around the pineal gland, which is located at the top of the spine, base of the brain, to remove any of that stuck energy. So there's a benefit there, even though it's more subtle, not so pronounced like a big horn or a violin always hitting the notes or something.
Right. Well, spiritual growth is not about the rat race. It's about slowing down. It's about being still. It's about putting the mind on the pillow. And, you know, we live here in America, and we just want things like, we want a fast food spiritual growth. You know, we want to drive through. God, can I just transform now? Can I release all my issues from past lives? It's like, no, just be at one with the one. Be at one with the light. Be at one with the sound. And we have everything we need. Listeners, check out the website, Omnipure Music, O-M-N-I-P-U-R-E, music.com. That's where you'll find virtual Kirkland and Laura, because they don't actually live on the website, just in case. I just want to let you know that. But that's where you'll find their work. That's it. But if you go to the event page, I'm willing to bet all the money that I have in my bank account, and I am abundant. I am so rich. So I'm willing to bet there's a chance that they're going to stop in your state. I know they're coming to Atlanta in January, and they're just flying around the universe, literally. They're angels. You two are angels in disguise, you know. You're trying to pretend you're in the body, but you're really not. We know who you are. I see you. I see who you two are. So I just want to thank you, Kirkland and Laura, for the work you're doing, the transformation that you're bringing to the planet. And thank you so much. If there's anything else you want to add or share before we go, this is your moment.
One more thing, yeah, Adi, definitely our commitment, and this was from day one, is to expand the light, and I can't say enough about that. Us all remembering as human beings having, our spirit beings having a human experience, that light that we are, not that we're going to become, but that we are, is what we're really about supporting through our workshops that we'll be sharing across the nation with our music and with, you know, really who we are being in the world, is just to assist others and ourselves in expanding the light.
Kirkland, anything you want to add?
Well, first of all, thank you for us for hosting us today and being just such a joy to be around. Your humor, your life, this is a good conversation. This is something I would enjoy doing again. And thank you, Betty, for enrolling us into this, because it was through Betty that we were able to get in touch with you. So, and we know Betty's work is astounding. So, first of all, thank you. And all the listeners, thank you for just listening to us and sharing in this moment with us and in this transformation of the planet as we all work together, because I know that we're all voices of the same choir here.
Right. So, exactly. Kirkland and Laura Ross, thank you for all that you do. And yes, this is what we do. This is what we're about. And there's always that opportunity to bring you back again. And I already know it is. I don't even have to. I'm not going to say I'm going to try. I am going to see you when you come here in Atlanta, which is January 28th. Well, you're going to be here on the 25th and 28th. I'm definitely going to see you. So I look forward to meeting you, hugging you, and taking it to a whole new level. But I have no expectations. I just surrender to what's going to come through. So thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you, Adi.
You're welcome. Life is good. It's getting better. We're getting ready to release the show. We don't need to wrap it up. We just need to release it and let it go forth and do what it needs to do. And guess what? Here's a secret. All of you that have listened to the show, you know you've been part of the transformation. Now, I encourage you to get yourself an album, go on their website, you can download it, and really be the change you want to see. What are you dealing with? What are you going through? What are you growing through? What is the story you've been telling yourself over and over? I don't know why this is always happening to me. I'm scared. I'm afraid. You got the answer right now. And if you want to try it out, they've got samples on there as well. Because some of what you're moving through and growing through, it's happening on a deeper level. And just talking about it sometimes just makes the drama more stronger.
You don't want to strengthen the drama. You want to release the drama. You want to embrace the light that you are. Like Laura said, we're not becoming the light. We are the light. We are the sound. We are the song. We are the song. We are the dancer. We are the tune. So all you got to do is get in tune, and when you're in tune, you're in harmony with the universe. You get it?
I know you do. I am so grateful for my life. I'm so grateful for you, Betty. I'm grateful for all those of you, the guests that have been here, Kirkland and Laura, all the guests that have been on the show. I mean, for me, I feel like I'm in this metaphysical class, and I'm learning different. I don't even know what's going to happen next. Next week, we have Ed McGard joining us, the Eagle Man. He's going to be talking about the Creator's Code. That's the title of his book. We have Lama Suri Das coming. You know, life is good. It's getting better. Let's see. We're going to release the show with one of Kirkland's and Laura's DNA, one of the tracks from the DNA music. Let's see. Yeah, let's celebrate. It's a different kind of celebration. Celebrate yourself. C-E-L-L and the E's in brackets, celebrate. That's what we're going to release the show with. Thank you all. Make sure you favorite the show. Well, we don't use that word anymore on Blog Talk Radio. Oh, Blog Talk Radio doesn't use that. They say follow the show. Make sure you follow the show and like the page. You can download the show. You can listen to it over and over and over. We'll be back live on Monday, but do not go a day without Life Coach a day. Don't do it. I'm warning you. I am warning you. It's for your own good. Oh, Lord, help me, help me, help me, help me. Anyway, moving right along, what else I need to tell you now? After that, I can't even think. Yes, and do share the show on Google+, Facebook, Twitter, text it. Just, you know, spread the word. This is real. This is real life happening here. Thank you all. This is Les Brown, and this is what he has to say about LifeConversationsRadio.com.
Hello, this is motivational speaker Les Brown, and you're listening to Life Conversations. It's going to change your life.
And now, when I told you don't go a day without Life Coach a day, this is why I say it. This is why. It's not that I'm just trying to be cocky or anything. I just like to speak the truth. But here's the reason why I say it.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting in the planet. Enjoy the show.
See, I'm not just being proud. I am. But I'm not just boasting. I am. But anyway, but all you got to do is just be the change you want to see, and you do that by celebrating. Let's be the change you want to see. We'll see you next We'll see you next Monday. See you next time, next moment. Here's a jingle, and then we're going to go out with Celebrate by Kirkland and Laura Ross. Peace and blessings. I love you. I bless you. I appreciate you, and I thank God for you. Be love, be true to yourself, and more importantly, be loved. When you be loved, you allow yourself to receive the love, you will remember the light that you are. You will remember that you are the sound and that God is singing you. I'm out of here.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Life Conversations Radio.
Giving a voice back to the community. 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 To